Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Back Row Fantasy Show with your hosts Jeremy Barker and Aaron Arms.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the show. You know what? I've had a realization, and that realization is that no matter how I try to spin this podcast, at the end of the day, it always is going to circle back around to being the Back Row Fantasy Show. So we're going to go with the old logo. We're going to go with the name. I've kind of had a resurgence in my interest of fantasy football lately. And I think it's mostly because I've taken care of some things in my personal life and kind of put a cap on some things. And yeah, we're just going to continue to talk about fantasy football and football in general. So today's topic is basically going to be about the misconceptions of a dynasty league. I think some fantasy football education is needed. Not to say that I'm the right person to tell everybody what to do with their teams or this or that or whatever. No, at the end of the day, you always want to make your own decisions. You always want to do your own thing. Never take anybody's advice and just run with it without thoroughly thinking it through yourself. But I do feel that as somebody who's played dynasty fantasy football for over 20 years, I do think I have some good takes and some good opinions and some good knowledge to bring to the situation that you are in as an owner in a dynasty fantasy football league. And I really think that the main thing we need to focus on, in my opinion, is winning. Not what dynasty fantasy football suggests that you should be focused on, because let's be real, in a ton of leagues, you are, one, it's going to be hard to keep the same league mates year after year after year. Now, some places it happens. It does. But even in those long tenured leagues, like, you're going to have the occasional person leave. You're going to have the occasional new person come in. And I took time off of fantasy football. And then when I came back, the league I jumped into was a league with four or five long-term former league mates and then a slew, 10 or 11 new folks. Not necessarily sure if they're new to Dynasty. I think most of them are new to Dynasty, but new to me as well. And something that I gathered pretty quickly is that A, which I knew this, I've known this for years, but A, folks in dynasty leagues think that a dynasty league means youth, 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 youth. You have to be young from top to bottom, and that's the only way you can play dynasty fantasy football is to be young. That means, and thanks to ADP rankings as well, which are way off, and I'm talking about the fantasy football Twitter community, they are way off. Like, you've got guys like Stephon Diggs and Devontae Adams so far down on the ADP list. Like, I get it. They're older. They're 30, 31, and their time in the league is likely not going to be any more than a year or two, maybe three. But you have to also look at some other examples in the history of time. And I know this is a bad one. This doesn't say that it's going to be everybody, but Jerry Rice, his best seasons, some of his best seasons, were in his mid-30s. And I get that the Julio Joneses of the world age out and become useless for fantasy purposes literally right after 30. Like, your normal player, when they do hit 30, 31, the drop-off happens typically. It does. But you have to also be prepared to take a chance on a brighter longevity like Jerry Rice's. Like, who are we to say that Stephon Diggs won't be really good until he's 35? Who are we to think that Devontae Adams is going to drop off because he's 31? I've been waiting for Keenan Allen to drop off for 2 or 3 years now because of injury history and this and that. Like, I was never super comfortable with Keenan Allen, but all of a sudden, I'm extremely comfortable with having Keenan Allen on my dynasty team. I'm mostly comfortable with Diggs because he, even though he has a drop off at the end of the season, if he can get you to the playoffs, like, so what if the drop off happens? You have to be prepared and have someone more consistent in your lineup. And maybe Diggs is just your, like, hold on, pray and hope that he has a better end of the year than he typically does. But anyways, let's get down to the meat and potatoes of the main message here. I have never seen anyone win a championship, win their league in a certain year because they have a 24-year-old quarterback, 22-year-old running backs, 23-year-old wide receivers. I've never seen it. And I've never seen anybody bail on, you know, a guy that is at the top of his game at 30 years old for draft picks. Those draft picks rarely flip and turn into anything close to what you just gave up. So, little message for the industry here, like, you're undervaluing proven veteran players probably more than I've ever seen. And I've been following everything about fantasy football for, like I said, 20 plus years. And I really think it's just gotten crazy. Like, we take rookies that aren't even drafted to a team yet. Like, Marvin Harrison Jr. is top 5 ADP. So let's think back to last year. We had Jaxon Smith-Njigba, what seemed to be a can't-miss prospect, and probably is not a can't-miss prospect. By all, you know, metrics, he had a pretty successful rookie year. 60-some catches, handful of touchdowns. The arrow is pointing up. But people took him last year thinking he was going to help them win a championship. And that's just not logical. We had other wide receivers. I'm sure Jaxon Smith-Njigba was top 10 ADP amongst wide receivers last year before the season started. And he wasn't even the best rookie at his position. Tank Dell was arguably better. Zay Flowers was better. Rashee Rice was better. There were guys that put up better numbers than Jaxon Smith-Njigba. So to, you know, take a guy like a Stephon Diggs or a Keenan Allen and bail on him for the chance to draft Marvin Harrison Jr., like, yeah, I get it. You want a guy that's going to produce for 10 years. But the NFL is a short-lived thing. Not every wide receiver produces for 10 years. Some of them take 3 to 4 years just to get going. And then you might get 3 to 4 years of great production, and then the drop-off starts. Like, you have to jump on who's going to win you a title now. Who's going to win you a title now? Not to mention, I play 16 teamers. I play IDP, 32 main rosters. It's a lot to manage. And it's, to me, it's the only way you can prove yourself as someone that actually understands and knows how to win is to be presented a challenge. And to me, like, your window of opportunity is short. I got lucky and I won my league last year. The only one I play in. And I did that by mixing veterans and younger players. Like, I did not overvalue younger guys. I would rather overvalue older guys that are going to give me a definite double-digit point output per game than to bank on a rookie or even a second-year guy that had an okay rookie season. I mean, a lot of people are rolling with Garrett Wilson when they may have had Keenan Allen. And they're losing championships because of that, because they're projecting too much of the future and not relying enough on the now. And again, back to me winning the championship last year. So here's how I look at things. Like, I won the title. I shouldn't have. I really shouldn't have. My starting quarterback for the championship season was Jake Browning. I had Anthony Richardson, but he got hurt. I had Sam Howell, but at the end of the year, he got benched. I picked up Jake Browning off waivers, and it was good enough to win. But I had Christian McCaffrey I got Devon Achane. My wide receivers were terrible. My best one was probably Tyler Lockett, and then I was rolling with a mix of young guys, which goes against everything I'm saying here. Not really. Christian McCaffrey is the reason. You know, some veterans are the reason. A lot of my defense was old, but once I won that title, it was like, okay, my chances of repeating are technically slim to none. So at that point, I did make the decision to trade Christian McCaffrey because I won a title. And I feel like when you win a title, you don't sit on the same team. You're probably not going to get the same results year in, year out. Like McCaffrey, running back one overall, yep. But historically, he's had two good seasons, two seasons where he gets nicked up, two good seasons, and he's had two good seasons in a row. So I'm expecting that he probably won't be the RB1 this year. Maybe Bijan Robinson does take over. Maybe Kyren Williams takes over. Maybe somebody jumps out of nowhere to take over. So I decided to move Christian McCaffrey, but I didn't move him for just draft picks and young guys and anything like that. I moved him with a intent to score the same amount of points or more than I did in 2023, while also resetting the clock a little at running back, but mainly at quarterback too. So going into this year, my quarterback, I still was sitting on Sam Howell and I had Anthony Richardson still, but I moved Richardson for Kirk Cousins. Not just for Kirk Cousins. It was a bigger deal than that. But I was perfectly okay with downgrading in age.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Going from a young guy like Anthony Richardson, flipping to a proven guy like Cousins, where I was moving McCaffrey. So I moved McCaffrey and Cousins. Those are the two pieces. I moved both of them, which, again, Anthony Richardson was in a deal for Cousins, but here's what I did. I took Cousins and McCaffrey. I decided that I didn't want to bank on Cousins coming back from an Achilles. It was time to move on from McCaffrey. He won me a championship. I don't have the draft assets or assets trade-wise to go after a running back like McCaffrey. So I flipped Cousins and McCaffrey for Jordan Love, Alvin Kamara, and Kendre Miller. And I got Keenan Allen. Didn't give up a wide receiver. My wide receivers were awful last year. So Keenan Allen, even if he only gives me 1 or 2 years of the high output he's been putting, I just got a massive upgrade at wide receiver. Alvin Kamara scored 17 points a game last year on what was his worst season. New Orleans couldn't run block for shit. So I'm banking on Alvin Kamara either, you know, doing more this year because there's been some coaching changes and there's always personnel changes. Jordan Love is my quarterback of the future, but also put up over 30 some touchdowns. So it's not like he's not producing. But yeah, I didn't just go after youth. You know, Kendre Miller, I really like. And that last game of last year, there was some explosion there that was tantalizing. Really exciting explosion. Meanwhile, Alvin Kamara, even if he averages 3.9 yards per carry again, he catches a ton of balls. He got 75 balls in, 13 or 14 games last year? 15 games maybe at the most out of 18. Caught a lot of balls. I would rather bank on an older running back that catches a ton of passes, and older, by older, I mean he's going to be 29. He may give me 1 year, he may give me 2 years of double-digit per game production, but that's running backs, folks. Like, Alvin Kamara's got years of proven scoring, whereas, you know, you grab a guy like Damian Pierce, fantastic example, you know, his ADP was super high, and then what? And then nothing. We don't know if he'll ever be a top 30 running back again. That's the landscape we're looking at. You've got proven talent out there, and you can bank on it to at least be startable proven talent. Nobody wanted Tyler Lockett last year. I got Tyler Lockett. Nobody was interested in him. I put him on the trade block. I put everyone on the trade block just to see what kind of value I can get. No one was interested in Tyler Lockett. And Tyler Lockett wasn't great last year, but in my league format, he scored over 200 points. That's a starting receiver for me. If I can get three receivers that score over 200 points in a season, that's three very solid starters. They may all be old, but the draft is what you use to put players on the taxi squad. Give them a year of seasoning. Let them try to work up to being as good as Tyler Lockett is now. Don't give all your great players away for people who might not be as good as Tyler Lockett for 3-4 years. That's 3 or 4 years wasted. Age shouldn't matter that much, even in Dynasty. You're losing time. Your championship window closes every time you sell off a proven veteran for a bunch of picks or youth. Not to mention you have to hit on those picks. A lot of these guys don't even, like, look at Jalin Hyatt last year. I like Jalin Hyatt as a prospect, but he helped your fantasy team zero this year. Hell, Jaxon Smith-Njigba didn't help your, like, if you started him all year, he gave you more L's than W's. And that's all because he wasn't ready to be Davante Adams. He wasn't ready to give you that production, but we keep getting fed from fantasy Twitter and everything else fantasy football. Youth, 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 youth. I don't want Kamara. He's going to be 29. I don't want Davante Adams. He's 31. His ADP is like wide receiver 30. How does that make any sense? You're not going to win. You're not going to win if you don't do the mix, the balance. Get the guys that are producing to start for you. And then when you see the decline, have somebody ready to step up. It's the same thing as the NFL. Fantasy football is the same thing as the NFL. When you see an NFL team sign a guy that's 29, 30 years old for a multi-year deal, that's because they have to go with a guy that knows what he's doing, proven production, possibility of like an outstanding all-pro season. When they draft a guy, they're drafting somebody in hopes that they can eventually take over or step in, but the chances of someone stepping into your fantasy team and producing like one of these 28 to 30-year-old receivers, slim to none. So again, we've got all these people that A, will not trade. They won't deal for any veterans. And if they're not winning, I get it. Like, if you're not set up to win, that's another aspect to this whole conversation. If you're not set up to win now, you don't need McCaffrey. You don't need Keenan Allen. You don't need these guys if you don't have a team that's ready to win now. But if you're a player or two away from winning a league now, why not go out and get Davante Adams? Why not go out and get Alvin Kamara? Why not go out and get Kirk Cousins? If you are a player or two or even three away in a league like this, then go out and get them. Quit worrying about youth. Quit overvaluing draft picks. I keep hearing all this stuff like, oh God, some of this proven like top 20 talent. I hear, you know, They're a third round pick, or, you know, Devon Achane. I heard somebody was considering pouncing on that value and taking a late first for Devon Achane. What are you going to do with that late first? You're going to draft the fifth or sixth running back overall in the draft and hope that they do what Achane did last year? How does that make any sense? Speaking of all this, let's go into some ADP right now. Like, I'm looking at ADP on DynastyLeagueFootball.com. And, of course, they get Marvin Harrison Jr., top 10. Like, actually, they have him wide receiver 6. That's goofy. It's just goofy. I understand, like, he could be, but he's not. He's ahead of Puka Nacua. Give me Puka Nacua. He's ahead of, who else? My God. Chris Olave, Jalen Waddle, Ayuk, Pittman, Nico, DJ Moore, Drake London, Like, I don't know, folks. I don't know. He could be, yeah, he looks generational, but so does Malik Nabers. So does, you know, a million other guys every year. I just don't know. I just don't know why we do this. We've got the chance of having a sure thing, and, you know, then we're taking chances. Like, again, if you're not set up to win now, I get it. If you're set up to win now, though, and you maybe you own the 101 in Dynasty, maybe you traded for a draft pick, it ended up being 101. Like, yeah, I wouldn't want to trade that for just anybody if I'm set up to win now. Like, it would have to be completely worth it. Or you draft Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, drafting the guys is fine. But trading proven talent for the opportunity to maybe draft them, I don't love that. Don't love it at all. And who knows? Maybe the opposite of what I'm saying is something that's worked out for you. And if it has, you know, go follow the Back Row Show on Twitter and let me know, because I'll post this episode there and I'll probably post a little snippet of, like, you know, is your experience different? Give me a case where, you know, youth won you a championship versus veterans winning you a championship. Because right now, man, I'm all about those veterans. I won last year with, yeah, Christian McCaffrey, but seriously, Tyler Lockett was my best receiver. And I had to mix and match all kinds of other receivers, you know, youth and not youth. Actually, I'll take a look. I'll let you know. Okay, so week one, Ridley and Lockett. And I was banking on Jahan Dotson. Guess what? That younger guy didn't work out. God, I had Cam Akers week one, too. That was rough. But Tua Tagovailoa was my quarterback at the beginning of the season. But yeah, my wide receivers, Lockett and Ridley, both, you know, 28, 29-year-old receivers, going to be 29, 30, or just 30 on both of them this year. That's what I was working with. Week two, I had to rely on Ridley and Lockett. I did acquire Drake London for a short time. So there was some youth there. See the mix of balance, like, of youth and, you know, upside. God, these guys sucked early in the season, too. Ridley, London, and Lockett week three combined for less than 20 points for me. Fantastic. Fantastic. So it does backfire sometimes. I traded Ridley. Cortland Sutton was a guy I had during the season. He was 28 halfway through the season. But these guys ultimately got me to a championship. So you just can't bank on nothing but youth. Again, I'm done ranting. I just wanted to put out a quick dynasty feeler that you guys are overvaluing youth all the time. Like, so many of these guys, even if they have a big rookie season, sometimes that's it. Sometimes they disappear. Jahan Dotson looked really good, and he disappeared this year. Sophomore slump, I know. But I really don't expect a third-year breakout from him. And I think you gotta be able to project things like that. Like, Brandon Ayuk is a good example of somebody that started out a little bit rough and he's finally put it together. But I mean, we had to wait on him. And a lot of people bailed on him in year two. Bailed on him in year three. So you gotta be careful. Gotta be really careful. Those proven guys that have done it year in, year out, those are your tickets to championships. And then mix in the youth. Use your draft. Don't trade for a ton of youth. Use your draft. Get the youth that way. Or get the youth as a side piece. Maybe you're trading a guy like, you know, DK Metcalf, and you're getting a similar receiver, maybe a lesser receiver in return, and a young prospect. Get your young prospects as throw-ins to deals that don't necessarily curb your team. Got to be smart about it. Mix, balance. Mix, balance. Sparks out of here. Peace out.
This concludes another episode of the Back Row Fantasy Show. Thanks for listening, and be sure to give us a review.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.